First hour of it then today, and starting at the beginning of the hour, I mentioned that I will be interviewing some pretty innovative high-tech stuff that's coming on the market in the way of aerospace. And Star Navigation System Group Limited, a recognized leader in the aerospace safety and monitoring industry, is proud to and excited to announce the introduction of the new and improved Starism in-flight safety monitoring system, the ideal counterpart to the black box and a quantum leap into aerospace. And the flight monitoring service was first introduced in 2005. It functions as a proactive safety monitoring system as opposed to the present black box monitoring system, which is reactive. Today, CKLB is delighted to talk to Virav Kapitiya, the CEO for Star Navigation Systems Group Limited, the company that manufactures this new aerospace safety monitoring technology. So good afternoon, Mr. Kapitiya, and welcome to the airwaves of CKLB.
Good afternoon to you.
So you got this new technology on the market 5 years ago with Starism safety monitoring system. And how has it been received in the aviation industry?
Okay, let me correct you. We started this technology on paper and design drawings in 2000. It took us roughly about 7.5, 8 years, and we got the patent only about a couple of years ago. So really, it has been ready only for a year or just over a year and a half. And basically what it is it's a patented technology called the ISMS, which is the In-Flight Safety Monitoring System.
Oh, so it's not really on the market yet. It has been completed about 2.5 or so years ago?
1.5, roughly.
Oh, 1.5, okay.
Yeah.
And so are you in the process of introducing it to possible users right now?
Yes, absolutely. We already have a couple of installations, and one of them is actually flying on an Airbus A310 in the Middle East Asia region.
And what is their take on that?
Sorry?
And what is their take on that, the company that you installed your system on?
I can't tell you the name, but they are very happy with it, and we are looking at trials which are concluding. We have done over 6,000 hours of testing in the lab and on the aircraft.
Hmm. And that system is supposed to be able to monitor, whichever plane that has it in regards to its altitude, its...
Let me tell you a little bit about the system. Mm. Basically, the ISMS is an onboard flight monitoring system that provides a virtual window into an aircraft.
Mm.
It is a commercial cost-effective air-to-ground system that automatically and securely transmits flight data and incident alerts in real time. And this is done via SATCOM. This is developed by us, and it's a 24/7 data service, which is going to be supported by us and our partners.
Mm. And for layman's terms, is that like using the satellite?
It will use satellites, but the main patented thing is our box, which is the Star Server Unit (SSU), which does all the wonderful, magical things that are not done today by anyone, and we do it in such a way. That I'll give you the key features. Basically, what it does is automatic monitoring of aircraft data in real-time in-flight analysis of diagnostic information, intelligent and real-time transmission via satellite, automated information flow from aircraft to web-based user interfaces. It's a 24/7 desk service. It is also, the most important thing is, it is intelligent filtering of data to shift essential information. We don't want to give false alerts. That would scare people. That's the last thing you want to do. And it provides real-time fleet awareness displays on the ground, provides operational real-time maintenance displays, supplies emergency transmission of DFDR parameters. It's truly a global coverage system.
And how does it work? Like when it transmits possible problems to somebody on the ground, does it go back and tell them computerized, or else do you deal with a real person?
No, but the computer actually sends an email, text message, or anything to the people who have been nominated by the protocol of the airlines, and it could be anyone. Let's say you might be the flight ops manager sitting up in Singapore from a Canadian company, and your plane is having some problems, which are ones which you have to immediately look after. They are basically critical alerts, in which case you will receive whatever you decide, email or a text message. You will just walk out from the conference you are at, and you would then look at a computer, log into our website or your company's website, depends on what sort of agreement we have. And what you could do is now actually see real-time data coming out of that aircraft with the alert, which is in plain English, and it's not in hex format. It's not processed like others on the ground later on. It's done in within milliseconds on the aircraft. That's why we call it the live flight data analysis. It has got tremendous benefits. I'll give you a few of them if you are interested.
Yeah, go for it. And, one of the things I'd like to ask just before you go into that is that,
yeah.
is that going to work in conjunction with the present air traffic controllers or just the manufacturers of the plane?
No. It works with aircraft. Air traffic controllers have nothing to do with that. Mm. They are only letting you know the routes. In future, we might actually then interact with those. But at this moment, it just basically is the safety of the plane and the passengers. And if there is something which is exceeding the normal tolerance limits, it will immediately let people know. And as you know, in the unfortunate event that happened with Air France over Brazil, from Rio to Paris flight, we would have possibly been very helpful there, because to date they haven't formed the black box. Our system would have transmitted the exigencies or issues that were happening from the flight, because I believe there were 28 alerts sent, but those were not received at that time, and they haven't still found the black box. So what we are doing at this moment is basically giving you the benefits, and I'm going to read the benefits to you that I have in front of me. Real-time data via satellite provides lower AOG times, which is aircraft on ground, reduces FOQA and MOQA overheads, which are flight operations quality assurance and maintenance operations quality assurance. Improved predictive maintenance, improved performance trending, because we do something called trend analysis. So basically, as you know, that most of the accidents really are a result of several incidences. And if your system is deteriorating or something is not working, our system would have sent the alerts that, and people would have looked at it. So basically, it enhances fleet awareness, better passenger and crew safety, and it's a standalone operation. We do not interact with the cockpit, so they have got enough things to do in the cockpit, the captain and the first officer.
And there's some, incidents, like when the first encountered volcanic ash in certain areas of the world, and they did not know that. Would this detect problems like that?
Yes, it would. I'm not visually looking at it or doing that, but if there was any deterioration in the engine parameters, obviously we would have known immediately.
And in regards to some situations where I watch quite a bit of A&E, and there's some situations where the plane completely loses its level monitors and stuff like that, and they kind of lose sight of where they actually are elevation wise. This is pretty comprehensive for that kind of stuff as well.
Well, we actually track the plane. So God forbid if the plane was going down for some reason. And I hope it never happens to any plane that we look at or we put our system on. But if it does, at least the debris field would be narrowed down, because we have the longitude and latitude for the last transmission, which we cover through satellites around the world.
And for planes that want to install that system, just as the first couple that you guys done, is it much work installing them?
Not at all. Actually, it's a very simple sort of installation. It takes between 40 to 100 hours, and it can be done on overnight stops. So we are not going to let your assets sit on the ground and earn no money. It's called we will avoid aircraft on ground situation, AOG situations.
And in one of the information information that your company's got out, it says it could complement the present reactive, black boxes. How would they complement each other?
Oh, very simply, black box is an absolute necessity, and which has been in the aircraft for over 60 years now. The airline industry is very conservative. It takes time. No one likes change, even though it's better in technology. So the black box is an absolute necessity till someone or us, maybe if we make our box later on crash-proof, then we could look at it. But I don't see that in the near future. It is basically complementing the black box, because black box is only in the event the plane goes down or some issues come up that it's read and checked out, whereas our system actually is proactive rather than reactive. And black box only covers a couple of hundred parameters in the older aircraft and possibly a little bit more in the newer aircraft. We cover most of the parameters coming out of all the servers in the aircraft, the 429 and 717 databases, and we can cover up to anywhere between 4,500 to 18,000 parameters per minute.
And you just touched briefly on not just airline companies, but I guess most I guess stable work industry, they tend to be a little bit of a conservative, and you've only installed a couple. So based on the information you've got out, what is your response from the aviation industry?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Every meeting we have had, the first 5 minutes, people don't believe what we're saying. After they have been through the first 10, 15 minutes, immediately the wow factor comes in. They do understand, and the question is, how come no one else has thought about it? Well, yes, people do think of bits and pieces, they do, but we have the full gambit.
In a way of people that have installed it on their vehicle, on their planes, yes. What kind of training would that entail?
It requires no training at all. It's we have an installation kit that can be put on by the maintenance MROs or maintenance department of the airline, and it is always more or less supervised by Transport Canada DAR, because we are under Transport Canada rules, a designated aviation representative, and basically it does not sort of require any special training. You would get reports after the flight, or you would get information while there is an alert in English, plain English. No one has to do anything other than get the message and look into the system, or get the reports at the end of every flight.
And also, is there any backup system, like as with anything, I guess you have to have some kind of a backup system to cover the safety of it?
No, that's why the black box is still going to be there. But at the same time, our box itself has the SAR server unit, SSU, has a backup system within it, but we are a non-essential item. That's why you don't require a backup system on that.
And how much work do you have left to really get it on the market?
Oh, we are working in a very good way with our partners. I don't know if you have read our press releases recently. We have signed up with the EADS group, the Astrium group, which is the parent of the Airbus group. And we are hopefully going to be covering a lot of ground and getting lots of sort of customers soon. Having said that, we think this will be a definite addition to planes, and hopefully one day it should be mandated.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us there, Mr. Kapadia.
Thank you very much. And if you have anyone who wants to know about our system, they should just look at our website, which is www.star-navigation.com. And we are also trading on the TSX Venture under the ticker SNA.
Okay, well, thanks again.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
And Mr. Viraf Kapadia is the CEO of the Star Navigation System Group Limited, the company that manufactures the new improved STARISM in-flight safety monitoring system. He spoke to us regarding this new innovative safety monitoring system in aviation from his office in Toronto. And thanks again to Mr. Kapadia. And here's